Yeah.
Right, here we are at two, what's it called? Two and four. Is it Gallery? Holloway Road. And I'm speaking with Andrew Rowe, who's exhibiting his sound art installations. And here he is, he's going to tell us a little bit about one piece, which is like four copper plates with wood surround, and he's got it linked up to an amp. And got some headphones, and people can actually interact with this installation. Andy, where did the idea come from?
It came from originally messing around with making noises by touching the tip and sleeve of a conventional guitar jack plug. I noticed that when you touch the tip and sleeve of this, when it's going, this plug, when it's going straight into an amplifier, it produces two different tones. So it's kind of like an extension of that. The top two copper panels constitute the tip of two jack plugs, and the bottom two copper panels constitute the sleeve of two jack plugs. Each one of these then goes into two separate framed exposed circuitry of two effect units, and then they go into a mixer and into an amplifier, and by touching various parts of the sculpture, sound piece, whatever, you can get some very interesting and random sounds. Most of them, well, all of them are pretty noisy.
Hence the headphones.
If you took the headphones off, most people would leave. Put them on. Put the headphones on.
Okay, Andy, thank you very much. He's got a willing participant, so we'll leave it there for now. And
touch the panels, move the knobs, touch the circuitry, move the knobs.
Yeah.
Touch the panels,
yeah.
Move the knobs, touch the circuitry.
Which is wired in that way.
So this is yours, is it?
So here we are back at the gallery, and Andy, I know you got one piece. You got your other piece, which is your final work for your degree show. That looks to be gaining a lot of interest as well. People reacting with it as well. But you had problems installing it. Can you just tell me a little bit about it?
Initially, the piece fitted quite well into a large space, but as the space is a little bit smaller, I tested it a few weeks ago in a space at work, which is a bit larger than this space, and everything worked fine. Got it in here yesterday, spent about 4 or 5 hours setting it all up, and pressed the on switch, and it worked out that the space wasn't quite big enough to fit the sensors, so they were firing off randomly and behaving erratically and causing me a great deal of stress. Went to bed last night and didn't know quite what I was going to do, but got hold of my trusty old tutor. And
whose name is?
Charles Matthews.
Okay.
Highly recommended guy. And he got back to me this morning and said, yeah, I'll come in and help you out. So by complete fluke, he came in, helped me out. We worked on it together and got the thing up and running again, and the thing now works in this smaller space, so I'm pretty pleased about
Excellent. It. Excellent. Yeah, it's good as well, and working well. Lots of people are enjoying it. And then the exhibition as well, there's how many artists are involved?
Six artists.
And I need to really go and explore, because I've just been sat here drinking beer with Mr. Andy Rowe and enjoying his, and I need to check out his installations as well. Thank you very much.
Thank you.